go. Huey Lewis and the News and Stuck With You. Didn't get to talk to Morris the other day, but we can't miss out. So live from Melbourne, it's Morris Misolowski. Drum roll and off you go. Hello.
Hello, happy Friday, and I'm glad I'm stuck with you, Phil.
Happy Friday, Morris. Thanks very much, as always, for fitting us in. So, interesting article on his blog, morrisfuturist.com. It's all about a thing called moral architecture. It sounds a bit lofty to me, Morris.
Yeah, it does, but tell the Pope, not me. So, there was something fascinating happened on Monday of this week, and I don't think much of the world knows about it. Not from a religious viewpoint, but our current Pope, you know, Robert Prevost, better known as Leo XIV, put out something that popes don't often put out. It is...
popes don't often put out, quote for the day.
No, well, I know. Well, you put a full stop in that. Yeah. I was going to continue on.
Go on.
So what he put out was a notice that is really a fundamental piece that they put out. It's called an encyclical. And it is a fundamental piece of writing that most popes do at the beginning of their tenure, and it states something quite profound that's asking its bishops and the rest of its world to take under consideration. And in this case, in this piece that he wrote, all 42,300 words of it, that came out on the 25th. I don't know if he used AI to write.
That's the obvious question.
You know, I could be really facetious and say he probably had the hand of God that helped him. But I don't know if he had AI or not. But in this piece that he put out, it was all about artificial intelligence. Now, why it's fascinating for me is that the last one that was put out was 135 years ago, not by him, by the Pope Leo XIV. And it was... it was his response to the Industrial Revolution and what he thought had to happen because of it.
So this is kind of similar, I think.
Well, it is, and that's exactly the point, that almost 135 years to the day, this next pope puts out this very, very big piece very quickly, because the last pope that put it out all those years ago took 65 years after the beginning of Industrial Revolution to write something about it. This dude... basically 3 years into it, as most of us have started to use it, has come up with a really strong question about whether artificial intelligence has had moral architecture applied to it, and whether... he wasn't arguing whether it was bad. He was not for a moment saying artificial intelligence should go back, you know, in the box. He shouldn't say we shouldn't be using it. He didn't do any of that. What he was asking was very, very strongly whether the moral architecture around how it should be used and how it might be used, because we're in its infancy, has been thought about enough.
There's engineers all over the world going, duh, but it's not as simple as that, is it?
It isn't. It really isn't, because most of us, perhaps me included, are racing ahead, you know, getting excited by what comes out and what it can do and the new toys and the spinning it does and all that kind of stuff. And he's really saying to people, what should AI be permitted to do to the human experience? He's made a fundamental point in this, and that is that AI, it'll sound like an obvious comment, but made from somebody of this stature, what he was saying was that artificial intelligence will have, has had, and will continue to have a profound impact on what being human means. And have we really stopped to consider what that implication is when the nature of work changes, the nature of medicine changes? He wasn't arguing good or bad. He was just saying, have we thought enough about this in advance of allowing it to change?
This is like a nod from the Pope, basically.
Yeah. And he went on in all of these pages to make comments about whether we should be slowing down the pace. Again, not arguing against it, but just slowing down the pace, because what he's saying is the adoption of this, and again, this sounds obvious, but when you and I say it, it doesn't hold, well, maybe when you say it, it holds the same stead as the Pope, it doesn't when I say it. But what he was saying was that the ethics, he didn't think were really catching up to the possibilities of what we thought could be done with it. He quoted, this is his line, he said, "The frequent imbalance between the speed of technological growth and the slower development of awareness, norms, safeguards and institutions capable of governing its effects." That's what he said the main problem was.
Very profound. I mean, very straightforward.
Very straightforward, and again, I think it's a wonderful piece of writing. This is not a religious comment at all, because I think it takes somebody of that ability to say to the world, look, AI's here, it's not all bad, but unlike other eras where we kind of had to wait a while to figure out it had arrived and what it had done because of the way that the world was organized then, today we really know quickly that it's here, what it's doing, what it's capable of. It's not a surprise to anybody. Let's just from day one, rather than wait 65 years as my predecessors had to do, from day one, let's put some moral fiber around this. Let's ask the big questions. And he really went on about things like the power concentration. Well, where is the money for all this AI? Who's at the top of it? He was alluding to but didn't say that it's not dissimilar to any other great era, where it tends to be capitalized in the hands of a few people and not really distributed very well to those that might be able to use it or need it the most.
Morris, when he talks about disarming AI, which I'm just reading some notes here, is he actually referring to, is it a parable, if you like, to human behaviour, so autonomous war and stuff like that?
Yes.
Is that what he's getting
absolutely
at?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. What he's saying is exactly that, that what he wants it to do is, of course, not to be used for war. He doesn't want it to be used against humans. He wants it to maintain human dignity. He seems concerned about the nature and the changing, you know, structure of work and whether what that might mean, because many people get a lot of their self-worth from the work that they do, the things that they learn, the things that people see impressive in them because they can do it. And he's questioning if AI starts to do some of those, it might erode human worth.
I can't even stop thinking about the fact that this probably, well, it's got to be about humans. So, I mean, the church tends to think that technology is not neutral. Is that the starting block? Basically saying it's horrible humans.
He really went out of his way, I think, and I have not read all of
just the meaning,
all
the full just the feeling, yeah.
But the meaning of it is that he was not for a moment saying that AI was bad. What he was saying was this is a terrific, wonderful tool, but let's be a bit more circumspect before we run ahead with it. Let's think about humans more. Let's make sure that it has equal access to everybody in the world. That was one of his big problems too, as I said, that it was owned by a lot of people who were getting very, very wealthy, different from the, you know, from the East India Company, and we can pick people right throughout millenniums who have made a really good quid money out of, you know, doing something, having something other people don't, and then lots of people kind of miss out and feel the burden of that.
Sounds to me like he's getting a commandment, basically saying, look, be good, basically.
I like that. Yeah, thou shalt. I don't know what the end of that is.
It sounds like you're saying, look, be good, be nice to people.
Yeah.
It sounds like that, anyway.
The other thing that was in the room with him, the other person that was in the room, I should say, with him, is a gentleman called Chris Oller.
Oh, yeah.
And he is the co-founder of Anthropic, which everyone's talking about at the moment. That's Claude in its various places, which is an artificial intelligence program that's taken over the world. Again, none of these things are particularly old because this area isn't old, but this is a huge, huge company.
Yeah.
He actually stood next to the Pope while he was presenting this, and that's a huge undertaking as well. So what the Pope was saying was that this person, he didn't have Zuckerberg or anybody else next to him, but he was saying that this person who now represents this space well, because Claude, being the program many people use, is so well used by governments, by businesses, by individuals, that he stands next to me ready to say that, again, instrument's good, just got to be a bit more careful and deliberate about how we might use it.
I mean, again, I think he's just saying be good, but it's a very, very clever way of doing it. I mean, let's not forget he's doing the church's message one way or another, isn't he?
He didn't
just say, hey, AI is cool. There is a reason.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's imperative that we hear from voices. We have to agree with this, and there are other people who have other opinions of it as well. But I've said to you for years that this is not a conversation had often enough.
No,
the conversation is always about the toys. It's always about, you know, how something might do something. It doesn't come back often enough to humans, which, of course, I agree with the Pope, not that he needs me to, but I agree with the Pope.
He's going, I agree with Morris.
Yeah, I think so. I actually think he was reading the blog when he did this, because I've written about it for a long time. But I think it's imperative that we do push back to humans because we know about this technology so early in its existence. You know, it doesn't have time to trickle out and to kind of get its claws in everywhere and take over so much, because it doesn't have a long gestation anymore.
I tell you what, it's interesting, though. I mean, look, here we have the Pope. He's talking about something that Gen Z and younger use, and they're going to listen to him.
Well, I think they might. And what this becomes is, and this is why I think it is an important statement, is not because of what he said necessarily. No one's going to go away and read